so effectively and that much?
It's something that I've always trusted. It's something I did a little bit at Stanford. You know, if there's nothing there downfield, then I felt comfortable that with my legs I could get a first down or a big gain. So it was nice, you know, in week to rep those some of those run plays and have them pay off during the game today. You know, I felt very comfortable out there. I felt good in the huddle, you know, leading the guys, getting to the right plays. You know, there are always some plays that you'd like back. You want to protect the ball, put your team in the best position to keep the ball and go in and score. So there are some plays that I'd like back, but, you know, overall I felt very comfortable out there and confident.
Going into the game, did you know that you were going to play extended like that, but that you were going to jump into the game at some point?
I knew that I was going to jump in and get a couple plays. We'd rep them during practice, some of those read option plays, and they worked well all week, so I knew that there was a chance that I'd get in and get a few reps just to get my feet wet. Obviously, it's very unfortunate what happened to Cody, you know, hoping that he's, you know, doing very well. You know, just wanted to go in and do my best.
How many practice reps did you get aside from the read
option? I'm always getting scout team reps. And I'm getting a lot of mental reps. So I count those anytime that Cody's in there. I'm standing right behind him, going through my reads and progressions. So, you know, I felt good out there.
What did you see on that long touchdown run?
Yeah, it was one of those read plays and the end crash. So I kept the ball and, you know, was able to make someone miss and saw the end zone close by. So wanted to do what I can to do what I could to reach the ball over the goal line. No one's told me that. That's pretty cool.
how was Cody Kessler playing before he got hurt?
I thought he was doing really well. You know, he had let us down a few times, and it was tough for him to take that shot down close to the goal line. It was a great drive, a scoring drive, and, I mean, that's really tough. He's tough as nails. I respect, you know, the heck out of him. But for me, it was just to make sure that I was ready in the event that something happened.
He goes in the concussion protocol now, so you don't know how long he'll be out. How would you feel if you were called on to start next
week? You know, I'm confident in myself and my preparation, and you know, I feel good about my process of going in and putting in the work, studying, watching film, getting reps during and after practice. So I'm confident in myself. You know, obviously, I hope that Cody makes a speedy recovery. He's our quarterback, and we trust him. But I'm going to do everything that I can to make sure that I'm ready.
Was the communication good at the end of the game? I mean, was it in terms of the play calling and what you were getting in your headset? How was that going? Because I worked down there and you didn't have his headset on. How was that all going?
Yeah, the communication was fine all game. It went really well. The second half, Coach Pep took the headset, so he was the one that was communicating with me to the headset, so that's probably why Coach Hugh wasn't doing it.
Kevin Hughes said that the quarterback's only got so many hits in his body. I mean, do you think you felt today?
I felt that's what happens when you run the ball. You're going to get hit, and, you know, it's something that I welcome. It felt good to get those first few hits out of the way, and then, you know, when Cody went down, it's my job to get down when I could and protect myself. But, you know, you want to get as many yards as you can and get down to protect yourself.
You did run well at Stanford, but do you think you can survive in the NFL?
I think that if I'm smart about it and avoid the hits and do it within the scheme of our offense, don't try and, you know, go crazy with it. But if I can get a few yards, get 5 yards, some positive gains, and get down, protect myself, I think that's going to be really valuable for our offense.
And obviously injuries are part of the game, but is it at least a little bit mind-blowing that how often guys in your room get hurt?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's just one of those things that happens, and we've got a great quarterback room. All the guys have been so supportive, and you know, Robert, Josh, they've been awesome the whole year for Cody and I. and we're going to stick together. You know, they told us after the game that they've got our backs, and they're going to help us this week, as they have all year long. But, you know, it's something that happens. Injuries happen, and you want to do what you can to avoid them, but sometimes they just happen.
Coach,